Good morning. I want to welcome you to our worship service today. I'm just glad that you guys are all here today. A few announcements for today. In your bulletin, you can see a thank you from Brad and Jolene Hahn for the love offering that we took for them. So I'll just let you guys read through that. Today, there's a nominating committee meeting after the service, right after Sunday school today. So if you are on that, make sure you're there. Then on September 30th and October 1st, we are having a missions conference here at the church. You guys can see all the details for that, so please plan to join us with that. Then on October 1st, we are doing communion and a carry-in dinner, or whatever you want to call those, potlucks or cover dish dinner, whatever you call them. We're having that on October 1st, so plan to join us for some good food and fellowship. Then there's an executive committee on October 8th that you guys can see there too. And I was told by Mark Kettlehut that this is what you guys do when you don't have enough volunteers for Club Rock. So if you're not on the sign-up sheet, your name's in here, and we're going to start drawing. No, I'm kidding. But really, we do need some help with Club Rock. We need about 8 to 15 more helpers. All the the ones that you're going to get the most responsibility pushed onto you, those are all taken. So we just need helpers. We need bodies to be in the rooms. We need 2 people per room. So please look at where there's people that you probably know that you're like, oh, I'd rather work with this person than Pastor Abe. Or, you know, you might want to look at that and just put your name underneath that. So it shouldn't be too bad. We just need help. So if you guys could do that. We also need Club Rock cookies and for youth group too, if there's any snacks and stuff like that. Are there any other announcements besides what Tyler Hahn is coming up here for, if he's here? If not, do we have a video, or is Tyler here? There he is. Okay.
How many of you grew up like I did, not rich? Don't be so happy about it.
We borrowed for everything. Want a new couch? Go finance it. Want a new TV? Go finance it.
We had personal loans, student loans.
We were just doing what was normal.
It's called staying in debt. What a great idea for a bank.
I was so sick and tired of being where we were at.
I was living paycheck to paycheck.
You just stayed right in the lane where they wanted you. People change their lives when they get sick and tired of being sick and tired. And they finally say, that's it, I've had it.
What I love about this plan is it gives you a clear path.
This is a wealth building plan. It's not just a get out of debt plan.
A budget is simply a plan for your money.
You deal with the money stuff, and all of a sudden, you find freedom and connection everywhere.
I feel like I can do more things than I ever could. You can go from where you are to where you want to be. You're free.
You just gotta get started.
Todd. So Jacqueline and I are going to facilitate a Financial Peace University class. I have to stand to the mic. Okay, I'm sorry. I talk kind of loud, but not that loud, I guess. So Jacqueline and I are going to start coordinating a Financial Peace University class here starting October 1st. If you've not heard of that before, there's a guy named Dave Ramsey. He's one of the most trusted financial guys in the country, and he's got a 9-week class, and we'll talk a little bit about what that actually is. But first, kind of the why behind why we wanted to do this. Stewardship has been really important to us, and you know, ever since we've been younger, we've been taught that everything that we have is from God, not from us, and that God gives it to us to manage for Him, and that includes, you know, taking care of animals and the land, but also money. And money is something that every one of us has to deal with, and it can be a really stressful thing for a lot of people, including us. Yeah, and so we want to make sure that that's something we handle in accordance to God's principles, and we honor Him with through what we do with our money. And that also includes legacy, how we can leave a legacy. That doesn't just mean inheritance, but it means, you know, being free with your money allows us to serve God better in the other areas of our lives as well. And so this class is not a Bible study, but it is teaching money principles based off of biblical truths. I'll let Jacqueline talk more.
Perfect. Well, I mean, if you ignore your problems long enough, they go away, right? No, I wish they did. So obviously, who this is for, well, anyone who wants a better relationship with their money. Student loans are coming back in, and that's freaking a lot of people out. So, you know, they're starting again. So that would be a great time to learn how to budget, figuring it out. I hated budgeting at first, and then I've gotten used to it as I figured out how to spend money and what I can spend money on and what I can't. Game plan for that. Like Tyler said, 9 weeks long. And if you're newly engaged or married, this is something you should go to figure out money when you're first married is really hard. The cost is $80 per membership, but if those who are, like, if you need, there's financial assistance available for that. And then we'll decide on a class time based on who wants to sign up so we can work around schedules if you've got kids in sports and stuff. And the other thing would be if someone's like, oh, I'm financially in a good space and I'd like to donate some time to care for children during this time, we'd really appreciate it if we could find some child care donators. So, perfect. If you want to sign up, there's a sign up sheet in the foyer, or you can talk to us. Anything else?
That's about it. So we want to have a day of the week picked by next Sunday. And then we'll start the following Sunday, or not following Sunday necessarily, but the following week after that, the first week of October. So please let us know as soon as you can if you're interested, and so you can be in on choosing the day and stuff like that. Also, a little bit kind of a nice thing is this is an online membership, so that if you want it to be involved, but you're like, I'm not sure I can commit to being there all 9 weeks, that's okay. If you miss a week, you can watch the video at home. That's the details. Let us know if anyone's interested. Thanks.
Cool, thank you. It's a neat opportunity there. So hear the word of the Lord from 1 John 5:1-3. This is our call to worship for today. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Son has been born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves whoever has been born of Him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and obey His commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not burdensome.
Good morning again, and we welcome you to our worship service. If you'll take your hymn books or look up on the screen and stand with me, we're going to sing number 349, Trust and Obey. Number 349. When we walk with the Lord in the light of His word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a shadow can rise, not a cloud in the skies, but His smile quickly drives it away. Not a doubt nor a fear, nor a sigh nor a tear, but Lord, will we trust and obey. Trust and obey, For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share, but our toil he doth richly repay. Not a grief nor a loss, not a frown nor a cross, but in truth live we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. But we never can prove the delights of his love until all on the altar we lay. For the favor he shows and the joy he bestows, who will trust and obey? Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Then in fellowship sweet we will sit at his feet, or we'll walk by his side in the way. What he says we will do, where he sends we will go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.
We could sing if you take this opportunity to greet one another, let each other know that you're glad they're here. Well, good morning again, and it is wonderful to see everyone here. If there's individuals that are looking for seats, the front rows are still pretty much open. But I did notice they did set some seats in the back, so it is good to have that that dilemma to have to find more seats for people. This is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises before the congregation. Email went out Friday evening. We're praying for Miles Waring. He was in Pier. Little Miles was just not feeling well. They did some tests and they discovered that he has salmonella poisoning, which is odd because he doesn't eat real food yet. but they've been on antibiotics. The word yesterday, he's turning a corner, but we'll need to continue to pray for him. Also, a reminder, at the very end of our service, we'll be having a love offering for Tony Welsh, and I'm grateful to see him here today. That he just mentions that if he does get up to leave, that means his back is tightened up, but it's good to see him out of the house. But I know for Diana that she'd like, as his helpmate, to him to continue to heal. Hard to keep him from being busy. Also, thinking of back issues, not to the seriousness of Tony's, but my father-in-law did something to his back, and so at 84, he's not sure why these things happen. I think he was feeding the cat, and that it doesn't have a great story, but it is a bit of pain, so just prayer for him. Diane Wagnus, continue to pray for her sister Carol. She starts chemo tomorrow. The spot that's by her lung, or the area is by her lung and her heart, and it's not operable. So she'll be doing 4 treatments this week in Sioux Falls. And then Deanna Haas came up and talked to me that she will be having surgery Wednesday in Sioux Falls. So we'll be praying for that, as well as the reminder of, as fall work gets going, they're still in the midst of chopping silage. So being down one of the workers is not going to be easy. But we'll be praying for healing through the surgery and patience, but just the reminder of all the hours that are going to be put in fall work. Any other prayer requests or praises for this morning? Yeah, June. Yes, and so the request from June is for her brother Chuck and his wife Diane. Chuck has had some jaw issues for quite some time, it sounds like, and they have discovered what that is, and it is now properly aligned. But he also has been dealing with some throat issues. He'll be going through a scope in the coming days. And then his wife Diane has been dealing with a serious fever, and that has been coming down, and so they've got her knee surgery scheduled in 2 weeks. So we'll be praying for Chuck and Diane. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Heidi. Very thankful. That's Heidi and Todd's daughter Renee was in a car accident. The car has some damage, but the daughter and any passengers, they are okay. And so that's a huge praise. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah. Yes. From living with one who has headaches, that is a huge praise. So Jill is, a year ago, had a brain aneurysm, and we've been praying for that healing. But since that time, dealing with a headache, and today and yesterday, headache-free. And so we will pray that those days stretch into weeks. So a huge praise for Jill. Other. I see Don pointing. Oh, Nicole.
Just keep in your prayers. He's been working
Arlen and Nicole, son Caden. Remember the relationships. It's outdoor track, correct? At college.
Indoor and outdoor.
But he's been pole vaulting and something has gotten out of place. And so pray for healing there as well as for his time in college and desire to be a part of doing sports and that all of that would work together. Any other requests? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the blessings that we receive from you, that as we go through this life, there is the constant reminders around us that in and of ourselves, we are not sufficient, that we can barely at times seem to hold things together in our own lives. And when we look about, there's so many things that are bigger than ourselves. And because we cannot see into the future, it does provide stress, worry. Father, thank you that you are in control and overall, that when we look at the beauty of creation, it proclaims your handiwork. When we look at how we are fearfully and wonderfully made, even when parts start to break down and when disease attacks us, Father, you have gifted individuals in our world that understand the human body, and that is also from you, that as image bearers, you have given us part of your creative abilities. You've also imparted a spiritual side to us, that we are not just physical, but we are spiritual, and that there's a part of us that will last for eternity. Thank you that you have provided the gift of your Son, that he willingly went to the cross. And because of his sacrifice and his resurrection, and now seated at your right hand, we have hope that we can be a part of your family and that you have taken care of our greatest need. Father, we lift up these needs to you, not only the ones that are unspoken, but the ones that have been proclaimed before the congregation. We lift up Miles and his little body. We pray for his heart, but also now for this with being with Salmonella, and pray that you would be with John and Liz through this time, that you would heal. We also continue to pray for Tony. I'm grateful that he is being able to get up and about, and pray for each day would be better than the day before, that he would be wise in, especially as he starts feeling better, to follow the healing process. We pray that you would continue to supply their needs. We lift up my father-in-law as he deals with whatever has come upon him. And it's just the reminder again that as we age, parts start just doing goofy things. And I pray that you would provide relief and comfort and healing there. We pray for Diane Wagnus' sister Carol as she starts chemo tomorrow, that you be an ever-present help as she begins this process. Give her safety in her travels from home to Sioux Falls each day. Father, we lift up Deanna to you and the surgery that she has scheduled Wednesday, that having to disengage from the work going on to have this taken care of, pray for wisdom for the surgeons and the surgical team and for healing and for the reminder as we start fall work. We look and see the season is changing, the leaves are starting to change, and the busyness of our farmers and ranchers starts to pick up. And I pray for safety in the hours that are put in. Pray for the harvest that's going to be happening, that you would provide. And we thank you for just the moisture that we've received this summer and from the past winter, that it is truly what you have provided for us. Father, we lift up June's brother Chuck and his wife Diane with the health issues they're facing. Pray for Diane that her fever continue to go down and her knee surgery to be successful. Pray for her brother Chuck as grateful his jaw is back in place. But now as they investigate what's going on with his throat, we pray that you give wisdom and healing. We also are reminded about the many miles that we travel and how you watch over us, and gratefully watched over Renee, that you would provide her with the transportation that she needs, but we're grateful for preserving her life and those that were with her. And for Todd and Heidi, that you would give them peace of mind and heart as watching their adult children make decisions, that we truly trust you to watch over and preserve. Father, we are grateful for how you've worked in Jill's life, and through the brain aneurysm and being able to be back at work and be productive, but dealing with these headaches, grateful for the last couple days. And Father, we pray that these days will stretch into a better future. Thank you that she has had relief the last couple days. And we also pray for our students that are in college. Think of Caden and trying pole vault, all the different activities that he is doing with running. And we know that with the human body, if things get out of alignment, the possibility of greater injury can occur. Helping to be patient with the healing and for them to find out and to get those things aligned and corrected, and help him in the patience in having to limit his activity. But we do pray for our students as they both in school. Last week was rather busy in the Miller School District with homecoming, and grateful for all the festivities of the week for our high school students, both at Sunshine and all the different schools as they go through their days. We ask that you would watch over them, especially with the miles they travel for the athletic events. And Father, we pray for our college students that as they would be salt and light and get connected with fellow believers to encourage them in their walk. Father, we're thinking of this week also in starting of Club Rock and the opportunity of ministering to the first through sixth graders of our community. We pray for the staff that you would raise up all those that we need, and that you would help us to see where you're at work in these students' lives. Father, we pray that you would be with our world and all the natural disasters we see, as well as the man-made conflicts, that the King of Kings would show himself ruling and reigning supreme. We pray for each, especially for Ukraine, that each side of the conflict, there is your church working and ministering. Father, as we receive the offering from your people, that you would use it for your honor and glory, both here and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
God.
I'm done. By his word, we get to love on others. We get to sing praises to him. We get to serve him. We're going to do that this morning. We're going to worship him. We're going to serve him in music, and we're going to love him. Stand, please sing with us this morning. She's got the mic.
We'll give her a minute.
Here, she's coming.
Yep.
Before us, you're the bride.
ahead and be seated. This last song has a lot of real feeling of God's presence. And as we sing it, just feel him this morning. Feel his love for you and for your love for him through his kingdom.
Bound and drenched in tears, they praise you for your love for us, for the gift of your Son. We thank you for the reminder in these lyrics of his willingness to come and die on the cross for our sins and to rise again, defeating sin and death and hell. We ask that you would be with our time now as we look into your word. Pray that we'd be attentive to what you have to say to us this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.